guy this morning.
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love. You never take advice. Someday you'll pay the price. I know. I've seen it before. It happens all the time. You're closing the door. You leave the world behind. You're digging for gold. You're throwing away a fortune and feelings. But someday you'll pay.
Song of the day. Cold as Ice by Foreigner, 1977. 464-568-51 is bad. 10 is good. Text Ray in the starter. Hey, Matilda's song of the day. Maybe. Once again, your song of the day from 1977, Cold as Ice by Foreigner. 464-568-51 is bad. 10 is good. Texture rating on the starter, Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Go ahead, Bill, please.
What a year.
What year was that?
1977, which is what?
Better times.
Better times.
Oh, I like the back. I've never noticed the background singers until you have the headphones on. I was like, oh, wow, that was nice. And they had piano early. I mean, it was a complicated song.
Layered
song. You nailed it with Layered. It's not never a song that was like going like oh man, I just can't get enough of this. But it was good. It was good. 801.
Good grade.
801. 801's where I'm at, and I like it, Jake, and the theme was incredible.
Theme.
Yes, it's Cold as Ice.
I fought liking that song for a long time. I did. But
back.
You just can't fight it. It's good.
Yeah.
Like that part where you threw the punches.
Yeah.
He did throw
when it
a punch.
Got going.
I did, yeah.
That's a good part.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, that's always a part of the song where if you're driving, and that's when I listen to music, frankly. I hardly ever listen to music when I'm not driving. When you hear that part, it's still super cool. And that song is really good. Like, it's really good.
Why did you want to dislike it?
I don't know, because I don't
corny
love Foreigner. There's some Foreigner songs I just despise, like Jukebox Hero. I won't.
Yeah. Urgent, hot-blooded.
Jukebox Hero put me in a bad mood. I mean.
Yeah, I'm not listening to that at all.
Stars
in
his eyes.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Steve.
There's some horrid songs. Yeah. I Want to Know What Love Is. I mean, that.
Did they write that song?
Induce vomit. What?
I thought that was Michael Bolton.
No, I Want to Know What Love Is. I Want You to Show Me. I Want to Feel What Love Is.
I know that song. I thought somebody else wrote it.
I Know You Can Show Me.
Yeah, Hot Blooded, Urgent, Double Vision.
Double Vision's great.
Hot Blooded's pretty good.
Double Vision.
They're
hot and cold.
Yeah, I agree. It's like, hey, we're gonna play our 8 songs that you know, and 5 of them you'll disdain, and 3 you'll really like.
Oh, 100.
Hundo.
8.5.
Okay, similar scores. 801.
Connor's going to enjoy this. He's going to be a 8.2.
9-2, and he says Jukebox Hero is great. Also, as you just disparaged it, he likes Jukebox Hero.
Jukebox Hero! No, no.
Hey, cornball.
It's straight cornball. It is.
Good Lord.
We'll start with YouTube for scores. Troy, 7-9. Brad, 10. Doesn't get much better. Justin Hickman, 6-8. Charlie, Better Times, 9-2. Albert, 10. Nels in Montana, 9-8. BWD, 8-2, not bad. Heyman, 875.
Oh, Heyman.
That's high from Rick.
Heyman.
Bolt, 888 to the text line. Eric and Hickman, 7. Vernon Dakin, 8-4. Shamia, 8-3. Sarah and Fallbrook says 4.5. Nice.
Nice.
Is that usually how you describe nice? It's a 4-5.
Confused. Enjoyed it. 2.2.
Officer McLeod of Columbus, 735 on that one. Sean, Omaha. Banger, 9-6. Brad at Baldwin, says 9. Bring on the snow and ice.
Well, Brad, I wonder if Brad was up all night.
I bet he was.
Yeah. Jennifer, 9. Hubby, 7, 8. Pretty high from the household.
That Give me the numbers again.
9 from Jennifer. Hubby, 7.8.
Wow, that's a great score for them. Yeah.
Mike and Dalton, 8.75. Who at Clavis, 3?
Bird. Well,
that's shocking.
Bird. No, it's not really. He's right with us. That's how we, a 3 for Bird.
It's like an 8.
It's like an 8 for us, so that's right where it's at. It's like Bird works off a scale 1 to 6 instead of 1 to 10.
It's kind of true. Yeah. Lyle
Anything
in Omaha,
from the Big Bird.
Lyle in Omaha, 8.5. Fritz in Lincoln, 7.7. I don't see Big Bird yet.
Uh-oh, he was in Alabama.
Shock Dog says, you nailed this 1.92. Gavin Pender, your friend, Bill, 7 yes. on that one.
7. Say hi to Glenn.
Joel in China Grove, 7.6.
Where's China Grove?
Yeah.
Is that, that's California, I believe.
Yeah.
I think. 4.2, foreigner sucks, somebody says. Dan in Wichita, 9.5.
Part of the foreigner does.
Not a fan of foreigner, 4.2 from Keith in Fremont. Sanderson says, song's okay, theme's good, 7. And people actually are...
Sanderson gave us 9 things to think about.
People are defending Jukebox Hero on the text.
Is that right? Okay.
I'm okay with that. That's a fight that...
I appreciate the defense.
That's a hill that I'll die on. You'll never, I'll never like double back and go, you know what? I listened to it again. I kind of, no.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
I don't think I really love or hate that. I'm pretty indifferent on Jukebox Hero, but I'm definitely not like...
But hot-blooded.
I'm hot and cold on that one, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Song of the day again was... Cold as Ice by Foreigner from 1977. It is time, without further ado, to age gracefully, sponsored by our friends at Treads Central Tire Pros, the Palace of Tires just south of
Preston
Cortland on Highway 77.
Ron.
Sip, what do you got for us today in aging gracefully?
Ron's been kind
enough. I tell you
enough.
One thing, you want those tires now.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
in this weather, I mean, tires aren't that important. Really? Oh, really?
Oh.
Tires make a big difference. Yes, what's the most important part of your car?
Tires.
Tires. That's what touches the road.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about, I got a great radiator. You know, it's unbelievable.
I got cool. My serpentine belt is ready to roll.
Ready to go. Nope. It's not a timing chain is impeccable. Nope. Don't care what touches the road. Thank you, Ron.
Yep. Thank you. Okay. Aging Gracefully, he's been so kind to sponsor us, and I want to actually help people age gracefully.
Good. Good.
So what I just have 4 or 5 quotes from famous people about aging gracefully, and I will follow with a comment.
Okay. Love it.
I like this.
This is great.
I will follow with a comment.
thank you for the intro.
Thank you.
Yes. Aging gracefully. Aging is not lost youth, but a new stage of opportunity and strength. That's from Betty Friedan. I'd never heard of her.
Never know exactly.
That's your
no
comment.
Idea who she is.
Average quotes from people we don't know.
My comments, I don't know who that person is.
You are, okay, another one. This is from C.S. Lewis, the famous author. You are never too old to set another goal or to dream a new dream. I think he got half that right. I don't agree with the dream a new dream at my age. You can set another goal.
It's your killer quote so far.
That's pretty good. That is nailing it. C.S. Lewis.
This one's from Deep. John Lennon.
Okay. This I'm interested in.
Count your age by friends, not years.
Now
that's pretty
hold deep. On. We're not done.
Oh.
Count your age by friends, not years. Count your life by smiles, not tears. That's John Lennon. I think he didn't mean it. He just wanted to rhyme.
The first part really makes sense to me. Then when it rhymes out, it feels like it's
you didn't need the tears part.
This song.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of Lennon. Never have been. In the end, okay, this is Abraham Lincoln. In the end, it's not the years in your life that count. It's the life in your years. John Wilkes Booth might have take issue with Abraham.
Oh, come on.
What is that?
It went very dark and twisted and sad and just wrong with the ending there.
You know John Wilkes.
Yes. Yes, we're all aware of John Wilkes.
And how it ended for
Abe Lincoln. Happened at the play. Yes.
This is from Frank Lloyd Wright. Do you know who that is?
Yes.
Yes.
The longer I live, the more beautiful life becomes. He obviously has not lived in the post-COVID world. Wrinkles. This is from this is attributed to both Mark Twain and Jimmy Buffett.
Jimmy Buffett. Good correction. Jimmy Buffett. We'll correct that one live here.
Wrinkles should merely indicate where smiles have been. I'm not sure why it took both of those guys to come up with that, but wrinkles should.
Do you think they collaborated or they both say it?
I don't know.
Who said were they together first? When they
Someone's
came up with this?
Someone's got to get the
Who's getting
first,
the credit
though?
For this?
I don't know. You can't. Okay, this is from George Burns. You know who George Burns
is? Oh, yeah. Funny guy. Cigar, glasses.
You can't help getting older, but you don't have to get old. That's probably a nod to immaturity, which we specialize in on this show.
I like the commentary. The commentary on the quotes.
Well, yeah. It is true. It also matters who you surround yourself with.
Does it?
Well, every day we're around youth with Jake and then super youth with our producer.
Connor.
And Ellie. I mean, all the producers are all young. And
some of them are more mature than others, though.
Definitely.
Young Ben.
But young Ben, we had people to talk to. I mean, so we're always in the mix with younger people. Swim comes in.
Yep.
He's swims young. Younger.
Immature.
Swims very immature.
Definitely that.
All right, one more. This is from Ingrid Bergman. Ingrid Bergman. Getting old is like climbing a mountain. You get a little out of breath, but the view is much better. Themes in aging gracefully.
So you went to AI for this?
I Googled it.
I Googled
it. That's my effort. You looked it up.
Yeah.
You have to look things up for advice sometimes.
Yeah. I thought those were nice, but some of them were not. I don't think altogether accurate, but good enough.
Aging didn't know you had this personal beef with Lennon.
Not a big fan. I don't think he treated Yoko that well.
What about his first wife? He had an affair with Yoko to end his first marriage.
Yeah, she probably has thoughts too.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Do you know that?
I know that. I read the story. Yes.
Okay. Because that's
and she just
scurrilous.
She just moved back across the pond and lived her life.
I had no idea. Never been a fan.
I didn't know that either.
I like McCartney.
We both learned something here today.
I like Ringo. There you go.
Beatles trivia.
What about George Harrison? Did you like George too?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I really liked Ringo.
Yeah.
Ringo. What about Ringo Starr?
What are we doing next? Is it some kind of.
Yes, that is Aging Gracefully, sponsored by Treads Central Tire Post. Hour two next. We got Pinnacle Bank in the building.
Really?
In the building.
How many people?
I see two right now.
Okay.
Next.
All right, we got to get.
On early break.
That's a lot.